Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
Rob Geary here. I'm filling in for Faisal Carmelli. He's away. Mm-hmm. Had a new baby at home.
Yep, he is. Yeah, new little Carmelli in the world, right? I don't know if that's good or bad. Certainly interesting. We'll have to wait and see, but congratulations, buddy. Thanks. Thanks for not showing up to this show and staying home so we can pick on you throughout the show.
Dave, you had the early shift this week, yeah. And there was nothing short to talk about. Lots of data points coming in.
Yeah, you know, the markets were interesting, and we'll get to that in just a second. But there's a couple of things I think that's going to make this a very interesting show. You know, this is a beautiful weekend. People are going to want to start gardening, right? Is now the time to get out there and start hammering your lawn? What should you be doing in preparation for that? Mm-hmm. We want to talk a little bit about that with an expert who's a fantastically entertaining speaker, so you want to stick around for that. We also, you have an experience with parents and in-laws, mm-hmm. about aging in place. And how do you assess whether or not your home, and in fact, this isn't just a retirement thing, but how do you assess whether your home is the right place, right, mm-hmm. walls, for the lifestyle that you want? Yeah. And we're going to talk to an expert and author about how to determine that. So a really interesting show lined up. But to your point, we had a really interesting week in the markets as well. Yeah. The markets were holding their breath to see whether or not U.S. big tech earnings, mm-hmm. revenues, were going to be holding in there.
Right.
And they did.
They did.
They did. Large part, they did. There was differences amongst the companies, but what I would say is consistently, they all beat top line and bottom line mm-hmm. expectations. The Amazon release was interesting to me in that they had a fantastic quarter, but their forward forecast around their cloud business mm-hmm. really caught the market's attention. And so news breaks on, I guess it was Thursday after market close. Aftermarket trading on Amazon goes up 10%.
Right.
By the time we had the early trade on Friday morning, it was trading down 4%. So you can see how sensitive the markets are about what that forward forecast is going to look like, right?
Right.
So I think we have to keep an eye on that, right? I think the markets are, in fact, if you look at Intel, Intel is reporting on Friday as well. Intel completely, they had the biggest loss in their history in a quarter, okay? Now, in fairness, it was slightly better than what was expected, but their forward forecast in the back half of the year and profit margin forecast improvement was good, was a mm-hmm. surprise. And that stock traded up 7%. So here you have a beat from Amazon, right? Strong numbers in this quarter, forward forecast weak, stock trend down. You got crushed in the quarter here in Intel, but forward forecast looks good. Stock trades up. So you can, I think you get a sense how twitchy.
So was there a trend on the forward guidance?
for the big tech?
For tech, yeah.
Yeah, generally it was it was pretty good, but it was company specific. And I'm talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the big five, big six, big seven names. It was stable or reasonably good, with a few exceptions. So I would say if I had to pick a trend, I'd say generally speaking, it was in line with expectations on the forecast, okay, and better than expected in the in the current quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're halfway through earnings season. So let's broaden out the conversation, because quite frankly, 90% of the move on the S&P 500 is seven companies.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not been a broad rally. However, 260 companies in on the 500 or so, 80% have beaten their expectations. Now, historically, analysts are a bit conservative, and there is it's a beat, but only 66% beat. So definitely, earnings are coming in stronger than expected. And when we started the quarter, we were expecting to see a contraction in earnings on the S&P 500 to the tune of about 5.1 or 5.2%. Right now, expectations around 2.4. So it has materially improved since we started earnings season, right? And that's one of the things that the market has been on the wait-and-see side for, is our earnings holding up. Now, having said all that, the forward forecasts are important because we're getting some economic data that indicates things are slowing.
Yeah, and we got a big, early next week, right? We have a decision on the U.S. Fed
yep.
on what they're going to do. We have some inflationary numbers late this week.
Yep. This is one of the key measures for the Fed, right? The PCE. And there's a bunch, there was some interesting data in that. So the headline number fell pretty aggressively, 5.2 down to about 4.2, somewhere in that range. But the core number that the Fed's looking at when you strip out energy and food, both which came down, by the way, was a little bit higher than expected.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a 4.6% annualized reading versus a 4.5. So it's a bit, again, it's sticky, right? Mm-hmm. It's taken longer. And my feeling is that data is likely going to cement that quarter point increase.
Right.
The question now is, we'll watch the market over the coming week or so to see if it starts to price in any more increases, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're watching is the bond markets are pricing in some rate cuts at the end of the year. Now, the Fed and the Central Bank, Canada's Bank of Canada, have been saying that rate cuts aren't on the table, right? So there's a discrepancy between what the central banks are telling us and what the markets are pricing in. And so there's a potential for some interest rate moves depending on, you know, I guess depending on the guidance that comes out next week. So it'll be interesting to see what the Fed says.
And sticky inflation is going to be one of those on how long and how well the economy sticks up. If we're going to ever going to get rate cuts this year, calendar year.
Yeah.
Historically speaking, though, when we look at inflationary data, we talk about this, how long it takes when they start to rise interest rates and before that starts to take. So are we in that timeline now?
Yeah, normally it's going to be between 12 and 18 months, right? And so let's just use the U.S. Canada started a bit earlier, but the U.S. started raising rates in March of last year. So it was interesting because we saw those banks collapse in March of this year, right? So that's 12 months in. So really now is the sensitive point to see what effect, I guess, the rapid rate increases that we've seen in both Canada and the United States are going to take effect. There is certainly evidence to suggest that the economies are slowing, right? So we got some GDP data, gross domestic product data out of the United States, indicating that that the economy had slowed. But there was some nuance to that. So expecting growth around 2% and the economic data came in at 1.1%. But that's because businesses cut back on ordering more inventory. They used up inventory, right? So if you strip that number out, you actually had pretty decent growth still in the United States. That likely means the Fed goes another quarter point, right? Mm-hmm. Canada, we did see a slowing on the economic data. We still have a strong quarter, stronger than what's likely expected. But the flash estimate for March indicates a contraction in the Canadian economy, down 0.1%. So the trend seems to be slowing in both of those instances, which again is by design, what the Fed wants to see and what the Bank of Canada wants to see. We just have to wait and see if they've gone too far, too fast on those increases.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to filter through in the next several quarters, right?
So people still spending, but starting to question where they're spending.
Yeah, consumer confidence seems to be in question. Okay, an interesting week as always. We've got to make sense of all of this and put together strategies and portfolios to help support lifestyles for people. Right. And we're going to talk about the way to bulletproof your portfolio or pensionize your portfolio and protect yourself from some of this at our upcoming seminar.
Yes, join us for our next one, Tuesday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, our last presentation, the Q&A is always fascinating to see what people are truly thinking about. So I look forward to seeing you there. Now, stick around after the break because most people want to age in place when they can. This is not actually a retirement question, but the question is, does your house meet your current lifestyle needs? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.